Mister, I never seen you before. Where are you from?
My name is Henry Wardlaw. You wouldn't happen to know if Miss Pink is around, would you?
Where'd you say you're from?
Sydney.
Big place, that, eh?
Yes, it's a big place.
Big desert there?
Something like that.
That lady liked the desert. She told me about Sydney.
So where is Miss Pink?
Oh, Miss Blue. Oh, she over there somewhere. All right. Hey, mister, you got a penny?
No, I don't have any money. Go away and don't let me catch you annoying Miss Pink.
You can't tell me what to do.
I'm over here, Henry. Leave Tasman alone.
Looks like a troublemaker if you ask me.
No one asked you.
That is sweet, but you must be careful.
I am careful.
You get yourself into some tricky situations.
Why? Because I'm a woman.
I did not mean that as an insult.
Just patronising.
All I said was that boy was trouble and you needed to take care. You're a single, white woman living in an isolated place.
And you call yourself a free thinker.
This is a dangerous place.
You are an upper-class city boy. I came to Alice Springs to fight for the common man, not waste time with young city boys.
And you fight with your friends?
In that case, I don't need friendships.
You don't mean that?
Tell me what I mean.
Let's not argue. I'm standing here with a gift.
Are you here to tempt me, Henry? Tell me what I can have and what I can't have.
I'm here to give you a typewriter.
I'm not sure if I can accept it.
Why?
Because then I would feel obliged to you.
Obliged?
Yes, I would feel as though I owed you something, and I don't like owing people things. Besides, I'm not sure on which side you stand.
Which side?
Yes, what do you stand for? What would you give your life up for?
I never thought about these things.
You should.
Do you?
Of course. Every day.
Yeah, it's to help you with your writing and research.
I'm getting less interested in writing and research. I'm thinking more and more about creating a garden. I am first and foremost an artist, a nature lover.
A garden? Miss Olive Pink, the nature lover.
Preserve for the future and Alice Springs.
Sounds like a utopia.
My career as an anthropologist is over.
And my father mentioned you threw in the towel.
Bothering anthropologists. Your father and his colleagues treat Aboriginal people as specimens. They're people.
They blocked you.
Tribal secrets should not be published. They're secrets.
I agree.
I only want to do things that are right. I'm going to create a garden.
You want a garden?
I'd like to see it started before I die.
Will you accept the typewriter, Miss Pink? It's a gift.
I'm suspicious of gifts.
It's a gesture, then. Consider it a gesture from one friend to another.
I can't take the typewriter.
Yes, you can.
Are you telling me what I can and cannot do?
No, that isn't
what I
meant.
Is that what you're saying? How does condescension feel when it's directed at you?
I wasn't trying to be condescending. I'm putting the typewriter on the table and you can ignore it or do what you like with it.
I'll accept the typewriter, but on one condition.
And what condition is that?
I owe you nothing.
I'd expect nothing less. I'll see you when I'm in Alice next.
When will that be?
It'll be after 6 months.
I'll see you then. Director of Land and Surveys, Mr. Barclay, and the Assistant Administrator, Mr. Marsh. The beauty and view of Mount Gillon and the Todd Gums is so lovely, especially in the morning. I ask, could not the whole area and the two hills like a horseshoe around it be preserved for posterity as a place of peace and beauty for them? The flat area has been denuded of most trees by the army, also by Aborigines and civilians at other times. So it is my unpaid duty, pleasure, and honour to plant and develop it, so that it can in years to come be both of interest as showing what the arid regions grow naturally, but also a place where people can come and sit and enjoy the plants and the view in what is hoped will be a botanic garden. Yours truly, Olive M. Pink.
I have some exciting news.
Have you?
It's about this idea you have for a garden.
What is it?
They've given it to you, like you wished.
Don't joke.
I wouldn't dare.
Hasluck did it. The federal minister said yes.
Yes, it's yours.
They wouldn't do that. Would they? I will not accept.
It's yours. This is your flora reserve. Or at least it's yours to work on, and there will be a way.
Henry, this is outrageous. Henry, you are outrageous even offering me something like this.
Outrageous good or outrageous bad?
This is very good.
Miss Pink, the pay is not much and the land is damaged.
Oh, it's wonderful. This land needs protecting.
It's not fenced.
It's beautiful.
There's nothing out here.
Look at those burning ranges. The caterpillars. That wild dog's nose.
So you'll take it?
I'll think about it.